You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The din is women are chayiv to daven. That's a Mishnah. Technically, is it a mitzvah seishes man grammar? So it really depends if you all like the Rambam or the Ramban. According to the Rambam, since it's once a day and it's a deraisa, so they have to daven it. There's a whole shagasayim. I'm not doing it justice now, but it's not negeir. But just to think about it. What would you have said? Is this man grammar, not his man grammar? Or do you have mincha till this time, shachos till this time, ma'ariv till that time? So I'll give you an example. Women are chayv in kiddush? Yes. You have a good drasha, zoch v'shach. Now, Rabbanu wa misaken now to go ahead and take a kois. A woman chayv in that? Of course. Why? That's the way to do it. So maybe this is what Matcha means to say, but he didn't say it. The mitzvah is to daven. A woman are chayv to davening. Now Chazal went ahead and misakin it in this framework. So even though it's man grammar, but it doesn't, the mitzvah they chayiv in, so they mechayiv them in whatever it is. That's the shagasai. Now he does bring a kadma in the Keser Torah, Pirush on the Rambam segments that argues. Now you could hear it's a little different because over there the pshat is, it's a new mitzvah called to daven three times a day, and maybe that's called zman grammar. Okay, but whatever it is, the Gemara seems to say that you would have thought it's a Guzman Grammar, and the reason women are chayiv is because Rachmanin, or Be'etzim, it is a Zman Grammar. And since it's a Zman Grammar, women should be potter. Kamashmon Rachmanin Ninu. So now you'll ask me, Stam, halacha l'maisa, does a woman have to daven three tefillas a day? Could be. Don't tell it to your wives yet, but could be. Right? 100% they have to. If they're busy, you know, they also, oh, the Chofetz Chaim's wife didn't, I know, but Chofetz Chaim's wife was very, very busy doing, not like our women. So women do have to daven. There's, the reason Ma'ariv, the Mekel, is because since Tfilas Arvis Rishus, could be women didn't take upon themselves. But she does gain one thing if she davens Ma'ariv. Besides that, she davens Ma'ariv. She says, Schiyus Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim. And Naskar Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim, Magnav Ram Holz Lechayiv, and Shabua brings it. And the question is, what do our women do, Taka? So a certain gadol 150 years ago, so what's the big deal? When they bench at night, they should say, they should have in kavan, go tell that to an American woman, go bench at night. You know, they don't bench. And Shabbos is, we're lucky they bench, right? They eat bread. All right, anyway. But that's the Gemara. Now, comes along Rabbi Kiva. So now, there's a Tosfos. Let's look at this Tosfos. The Tosfos says that the Mishnah goes like this. Tfilas HaShachar are this. Tfilas Ben Arbaim is Mincha, what we call Mincha is till this. And then it talks about Ma'ariv, then Musafin. So Tosfos wants to know, why is that the order? The order should be Shachris and then Musaf. Because Musaf is also the whole day. Musaf starts in the morning. So it should be before Mincha at least. So let's read the Tosfos. L'hachi makdim tefilas ha-mincha, tefilas musafin. The reason mincha is mentioned before musaf, mishum shehi tadira b'chol yayim, right? Af api shetefilas musafin kodemes. Even though musaf is before, because it starts in the morning, right? And we know that you're supposed to daven before 7 hours in the day, otherwise it's pesher. Sometimes people, you know, they run to kiddush, they this and that, so oh, I'll daven later, right? So besides that, they probably don't daven with a minyan, but you know they don't daven until later in the afternoon. That's not correct. It's called pesheya. But whatever it is, Taisa says shitadir bechol yaim. That's this. Comes along with a kiveger, and he has like this. Kiveger has old shaila about mitzvahs. You have a tefillin, mezuzah. You know which one do you have to buy? All kinds of studim. So one of the studim is that he says maybe you'll say that an essay sheshava b'kol, meaning that men and women are chayev, is koydim l'essay she'ein sheshava b'kol, or it's mezuzah. Maybe mezuzah should be before tefillin, because mezuzah, men and women are chayev, and tefillin, only men are chayev. He has a tzad to say that. So he says, no. Varei b'brachas, ha'iso l'fon of shnei tefillas, mincha u'musav. Mincha kodim de tadir. Mincha's first. V'loy nokad atam de mincha shove b'chol de noshim chayovas b'tfila. Women are having tfilas after dal mincha. U'musaf eina shove b'chol. Musaf, in other words, why didn't the Gemara say that mincha is before musaf, right? Because mincha has, or everybody is chayav. Besides that, it's tada shein tada, which would be the same thing in the Taisis. Besides tada, it's shove b'chol and eina shove b'chol. Right? Why? Woman are chayav and musaf? No. The lechayra nira. Nira. V'kivek is chiddush. The nashim pturas mitfilas musaf. Kivin the noshim, you have to type this in. Sure. Right, okay, we have to find. Kivin the noshim lo hayu shoyklois. Ain, it should be. What? Ain lahem, it should be change it to ain. If you don't mind. Ain lahem chelik bekarbonis tzibur. V'chein mashu betshuvas psamim reish. Some of Rosh is familiar with that, right? It's familiar with it? Well, what's some of Rosh? What?
60 Pirushim,
some of these. They say it's a forged Rosh. There's 392 Chuvas there, right? And the person who put it out happened to be his name is Shol Ben Tzvi, which is Shin Tzadik Beis, which is 392. The man was a Meridic genius, and he wrote a ghost of Kivega Kasi quoted. At the time of Kivega, they did not realize that it was. There are very strange tshuvas there, very strange Rishonim's name that we never heard of. For instance, he has over there, is there a din of Shvises Behemtai on Yom Tov? Can you make a Behemah work on Yom Tov? Is it only on Shabbos? You're not allowed to. He said, what do you mean? You're allowed to Shechta Behemah. How could you not? If you're allowed to Shechta, it's like no logic to it. But he wrote, so, and the Chassam Sofer came along and he called it Kizvei HaRosh, the falsities, the forgeries of the Rosh. And most Gedolim agreed that it was forged. There could be some Tshuvas there that he found. No one knows why he really did it. It's a whole big thing. A few years ago, there were some scholars wanted a Taina, Tamil Chacham, could be, it's not all forged. There could be some. But the Kivega quotes it quite a few times, right? So if Kivega's chiddush is, that's what we're going to focus on, is that women are part of the musaf because they don't give shkolim. Okay. Comes along Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan and Damudei Or, and they ask the following question. Let's just skip over for a second to the next shkolim, where it says shkolim. It says that you force people to give shkolim. Mimashkinin, right? Leviim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Vavadim, Shukram, Avoloi Noshim, Vavadim, Viktanim. That's me, Mimashkinin, Leviim. You see, the Rav, the Bartanur. Lafuke, Mimanda, Amma, Shaim, Mimashkinin, Leviim. There's a mandam in the Abraisa. The Ksiv, Kola, Oiva, Pkudim, Ben Esen, Shoma. Leviim, Loyanim, Nimnim. Right? There's a mandam, but Leviim, Kahanim, do not have to give. Now, what does Ktanim mean? Look at the next line of the Rav. Afilu hevi shtei saras v'hu pachas meben esrim. Because again, it's a machlokes rishonim. It could be ketanim by shkolim is 20. So comes along the Mudei Or, the Rabbi Yitzchak Ochanan says, it comes out that kahanim leviim, according to this mandamer, exactly. Wouldn't be a bad idea probably sometimes, right? You could come up and tell a guy, yeah, I'm sorry. It's important for God by the notice. Or what happens in the yeshiva? You have a yeshiva, right? With Baal Batam don't daven, right? You have these yeshivas. So all the kids are under 20 years old, right? These yeshivas in Lakewood. Every yeshiva on the highway in Lakewood. There's kids on 18, 19, 20, maybe 20.
What about
Kahanim? Who? Kahanim But that's what I'm just saying. So, no, sorry. What? So do women, and women don't?
Women do also. They have a mitzvah. They have a mitzvah. They just not
chayav to be shokel. But according to Rabbi Kivega Svara, that you don't have to give shkolim, it should come out. So there's a yeshiva in the neighborhood that does, I don't know if they still do it, that does not allow under 20 to daven. Yeah? You know about it?
Yeah.
Okay. They still do that?
I don't know.
Yeah. be very hard to imagine.
Musaf or period?
Musaf. Musaf.
They still have to read
Suli. Okay, so that's the problem with the Riki Vega. So let's turn back to the first page and let's see at Slach. Ooh, I got the old Slach. All right. Now, before we see the Tzlach, you know what? Let's see Taka the Tosfos. The Tosfos on, look on the second side again. The Gemara goes through the din of Tashlum. So we know there's a din Tashlumin, right? You can, if you miss Shachris, you can make Mincha twice. Chazal instituted. The Gemara is a shayla. If you miss Mincha, can you go into Ma'ariv? Because it's a separate day. And we know the din is you could. But Chazal made a Tashlumin. Now, Zokt Toises, Lo Boy, you see the Toises, Lo Boy im Tovu lo ispal tfilas musuf. The Vada enim ispal ba'arvis, that's for sure, you wouldn't have Tashlumin for musuf at nighttime. The Eich Yikra es ha-karbonois v'kvar over zman musuf. As we all know, all the other tfilas is keneged the karbonis, but they have nothing to do with karbonis. There's no mention of the karbonis. You don't say the Talmud Shal Shachar, you don't say the Talmud Shal Bambayim. Musaf, you mentioned the Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov, and whatever it might be, you mentioned the specific karbonis. Adarab, if you say the wrong carbon, you have to go back. Right? If you say the wrong carbon.
That's why we say the Yom.
The what?
That's why we say the
Yom. Oh, how do you know?
The said
I said this once. Yeah. So Rav Hutna says, the Orcha Shulchan asks, why is it that Minig Ashkenaz says the Yom after Musaf? It's Shechoyra. Minig Sfarad makes more sense because that you say it after the Talmud Shashaka. So he said very nice, beautifully. It's in a Maimer. I don't remember Pesach. I remember he said because the Pshat is that Musaf is the Tefillah which has to do mamish with Karbanis. So you say the Shir Shel Yom at a time when you talk about the Etzem Karbanis. So that's what Tosfos says. It's like a carbon you can't make up. It's only tefillah because rachem, that's what the Ben of Al Shar tefillahs, the rachme ninu, v'levai she'esmal adam kol yom kula, like the Gemara says. V'ein kan oves manu tefillah
acher. What about Rosh Hashanah?
What?
Rosh
Hashanah
and
Musaf
is not about
Kabbalah.
But you have the
Kabbalah. Well, you have
Kabbalah
in there.
Yeah, but it's certainly Rachman.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, to say is that maybe you should make up the Rachmim. I guess they made all Musafin equal. That's the Vart. I guess so. It's a good point. But anyway, so comes along the Tzlach. Let's go back to the first side. You see, Shem Shachar, Tfilas, Amincha, Yochel, Shem Rebav, Amincha. Umidivri atoysis, right? I think that's where I told you to start this year, right? Umidivri atoysis, lamadati kavana acheres removable ashainim. Shekosav mishum shihi tadira bekoil. Now, our toys doesn't say that. If you look at the top toysis that we did, it says mishum shihi tadira bekoil yoim. He's saying tadira bekoil. So I remember when I saw this, I think it was 40 years ago. I didn't know what he's talking about. Where's that? It doesn't say that in Tosfos. Then they came out new tzlachs, nice tzlach, and they're right at the bottom. It doesn't say that now. But if you look at the Eitzah Chachma and you go through some of the shasim, it says bechol, not b'yoyim. In the old shas, like Amsterdam shas, I don't remember which one, but I saw it on the computer on the Eitzah Chachma, and that's clear what the tzlach saw. I mean, they should have chapped that, the ones who put out the tzlach. They should have looked into. It could be they printed before there was computers. It was hard to get that. But he had a girsa in his shas, tadira b'chol, not b'chol yayim. So he says, what does it mean, tadira b'chol? B'chol, milas b'chol, ain't lavana. Sh'aylema, she tadira b'chol yayim, which we have, a b'chol zman. U'lechen ani yayimah. So listen to this very carefully. Shekivnu b'masha ani mistapik im tfilas musofen noyeges b'noshim. Sherehi mitzvah shazman groma. Va'av shetfila einam in a terek with a bonin. Das toisvis. Then mitzvah d'abonin also says man groma noshim pturis. Right? We know that, right? Toisvis holds one more shem. Except Toisvis brings a Rashi, not that way. He's medayik in Rashi. I'll tell you an interesting story. 47 years ago, the Rebbe and I had a couple that we knew. We knew the girl that she got. They were both mute, deaf and mute. Both college graduates, very brilliant people, very bright. Baruch Hashem, they have children that are, you know, healthy, but they're both, you know, really special people. And they got married. And we invited the chassan. I was like 20-something. And who's the Mesada Kedushin? They invited their neighbor to be, I told you this, to be Mesada Kedushin. His name was Moshe Feinstein. He lived on top of them, you know, in the tenement houses over there, whatever it's called. And he was there. Now, fool, I should have watched how he's Mesada Kedushin. So I went over to Moshe and I asked him Akasha. I asked him afterwards that Tosfos says Rashi holds that you don't say on a mitzvah d'rabbanan, mitzvah seishes man groma. So I asked him, later on I found this kasha in Rishonim even, would he need afhein or yubayis anas if it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan anyway? So Moshe said, I remember he was like, Rashi hotnish d'zai. So I said, Tosfos up there, Rashi hotnish. So he said, if not, do you have the kasha? What do you do with halal? Halal is d'rabbanan, women are potter. I said, Tosfos, yes. He says, yes, it says. You see, Rashi doesn't hold that way. He says, Krishma's d'rabbanan. If you hold Krishma's d'rabbanan, mandama, Shmuel, hold Krishma. So I said, yeah, that's the Shagasai's kasha on Rashi. That's all right. He said, halal. He didn't want to budge on Rashi. Right? I was too young to realize when you don't want to budge, you know, call the Torah kula, you have a right not to budge, right? But anyway, Tosfos and Rashi hold, you say it. So now, Zok the Shagasai, the Tzlach, that davening Musaf is a mitzvah cessation's man groma. Let's further that. He says, "El betfila chavinu rabbanan kiven the rachmen ninu kimavur lehel v'hainu b'shoshu tefilas kavuas b'chol yom." Even Shabbos yomtov, if you're busy, shem rak Shabbos, rak shevach, right? Shabbos is not mikomak kiven the b'chol rachmen. Similar sort of what I told you for lechein lo chilku ben Shabbos yomtov l'chol. It just means the ben yoyin because he's marach more than Tosfos Khan. The lekach ain't not tashlumin. The mitzvah say the rabbanon shazman grama vaday noshim tours gedasa Tosfos. In Cain zeu kavanas a Tosfos. That's the gersa that he had. The shas she hiktem tefilas minchol musaf she tadira bekol. Tarti kama. He learns it means tadira and bekoil, meaning it's tadir. The tarti kama lemal yusa. Two things they want to say. The mincha. Chadashi tadir. Voichi neges bechol ba noshu and noshu. Mashenke musav shein of tadve neges ba noshu. Now, in the tzach a little further, I didn't just want to bother you to look for it, is he says that even though I'm asking that women are pata from musav, however, even the Sfardish women who don't make brachas with the potter, right? The Sfardish woman goes with the Rambam's shita, the Shulchan Aruch, that they don't make a bracha on lulav, sukkah, shayf, and so forth, right? Still, they could daven musaf, because the whole problem with making a bracha is asher kitshanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu. They can't say v'tzivanu, but since musaf has no tzivanu in it, just saying a bracha, that she could do. But anyway, that's the tzlach. Now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in the last thing on the next side, Hagos of Kiveger, B'tshuvas Psamim Reish, again, he's quoting the Psalm Reish, the Noshim Pturis Mitfilas Mesofen, De'ena Ba'el Lazecha Chiyuv Karbonis, V'isha Lo'isa Shekelis, Ve'en Lo'chelik B'Karbonis Tzibur. That's what brings up some rush. Gam bechedusha tzlach the brachs kashon upturin mitzvus mushum mitam devi's man grama. Now Rav Kivenga brings it as not just as a locha. He seems to put the two together. Now the two different svaras. Rav Kivenga's svara is because women don't give shkolim. Masha'en came the tzlach's reason is because man grama. What's enough community? You don't have the kasha of Levi, right? But let's leave. But you see, he brings it together. So I want to tell you, there's a different avana in the tzlach, in Rav Kiveger, and I believe I found it once in the Stipler in Menachos. I'm going to ask you a question, right? What do you bring shkolim for? It's a mitzvah to give shkolim. What do you do with the money shkolim? You buy everything that's in the base of Mikdash. kabanas, atzer marocha, anything that you need for avoda, you buy with the shkolim. What happens, chas v'shalom, there's an inflation, and all of a sudden you see the shkolim are not sufficient to buy.
The new campaign.
What?
Make a new campaign.
Very good. You make a campaign. Exactly. You make a dinner.
Like you should.
Exactly. You make a dinner for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So I want to know, if you hold Kahanim HaPotter, do they have to give for this campaign or not? You come over to the Kohen, you say, a Levi, says we are collecting for you, we don't have enough money. Can he say, I'm Potter from Shkolin? Or does he have to give? What would you say?
Same.
It seems a good business, a good fundraiser.
Shkolim is different. Shkolim
where
it can be derisive.
Right, so?
And there is that Kohan Levi'im may be what is Madam or Potter.
Right, and therefore, so what he says?
The campaign is set up that way.
What?
The campaign set up.
Okay, but the Maisi says, how could you?
There's a chiv on the tzibur.
Oh, that's the Nakuda. There's a chiv on the tzibur. Wait. There's a chiv on the tzibur. Right? In other words, the mitzvah to bring a karbanis is a chiv on Kohanim and Levi'im. It's chayav on everyone. So what do you do? Whatever you have to do. There's a chayav to build the Beis Mikdash, which I know you're going to tell me, but women are chayav in that too. Let's leave that for a second. That's building the Beis Mikdash. But what do you have to do? Right? The come of you, we have to build the Beis Mikdash. What do you want from me? What should I do? So Terrence says, we know you have a few dollars. Give for the bricks. We know you know how to build. So I'll give advice. You know, we know whatever it is. People, you get a lot of advice, I guarantee. Right? You'll have people, everybody does what they have to do. Any mitzvah, you have to be Maimon, we have to be Maimon the Melech. Right? Melech Mashiach is here, let's be Maimon the Melech. What do? You have to go to war. How do we, there's ways of doing it. I don't know what it is, but it's a chiv on everybody. No one gets out of it. Shkolim, that's what Rapesel was saying, is a technicality. The Torah says, you're potter from Shkolim. Okay, exerce a kosev that Kohanim don't be shrech. You want to give a reason? They're busy with the Avodah, so they do their part. But Avodah, once you're making a campaign, you got to make sure that there's money for the Kabbanas. We have no sheep. What could I do? You have a sheep, Koyin. I'm not giving it away. I want my sheep. Avodah, that's Shtusim. You got to give it away. That's what you got to do. Right? In other words, like this, a mitzvah, you're not mechuyif to spend money for mitzvah. You're not mechuyif to spend money means that's not what the chiv is. The chiv is to have a lulav. If you can only get a lulav by buying, which is the normal, so you have to spend money. But it's not a chiv to give money. Shkolim is a chiv to give money. So that kahanam apata from. But avada and another, any other part of the base of mikdash, you have to be Isaac in it. Just like you have to get a lulav. If the only way to get a lulav is spending money, so the only way to get a carbon is by spending money, kahanam and levim doing it. Masha Enkin and Isha, and Isha could be potter. That could be potter. That could too. Why? Because the avodah is zman grama. Tosis says that clearly. Tosis says that avodah is called zman grama. Tosis is bothered. Why do I need a special pasuk that women are potter from smicha? Smicha is an avodah, and avodah is only during the day. And women are potter from it. It's a mitzvah's mind. Tosis says terutzim. You think it's second. But pashtus. So in other words, Ein Echanami of Matcha is right, the carbon is meratzah, it's mechapra noshim, whatever each carbon does, Tumas Mikdash Kedoshim, it's this one, it's that, each one is mechapra. Vada, it's mechapra on women, but they're not mechuyev in it. Right? We bring it up to be mechapra, but they're potter. Therefore, I hold that if you make a campaign, women can say, I'm not giving. Right? I'm not giving, I'm not mechuyev to give. Right? I'm not giving. Not because, it's only exerts the cost of then I'm part of Shkolim. I'm part of, I'm not chayiv to make sure. I'm not saying right, wrong, or she shouldn't, but she's part of. Meila, this is what Riki Vega means. Do you say the dava that they're part of? That's his man grammar. Except, like this, let's take tefillah. Why they chayiv in tefillah? They chayiv in tefillah because racham ain't in them. Even though it's his man grammar, racham ain't in them. So that makes them chayiv. Even though Mikra Megillah is Zman Grama, they're chayev. Why? Afeini by Sanes. In other words, Chazal, when they instituted the mitzvah, so they gave a reason for it. So if the woman, if it's shayach to a woman, pashtus they're chayev also. So the pshat is in tefillah they're chayev rachamim ninu. Now you come to Musafin. So Musafin, so the din is that it's a Zman Grama, it's not rachamim. But what, so Kivek, okay, good, that's the first step, that's a tzlach. But what happens if they're, but they're chayv to make sure the musafim, because they have to give shkolim. Zoktav kivek, it's not true. They're potter from shkolim. Shkolim is not the reason that they're potter. Shkolim is the reason why you would think maybe they have a shaykhis. He says, no, they're potter. Now, what are you going to ask the Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan's kasha, Kahanim, Leviim, and he brings rayas. This story's in the Gemara, the Kahanim, Davin Musaf, right? Ketanim on the 20th, that doesn't matter. They're chayiv because they're chayiv to make sure they're kabbanis. If they're chayiv and kabbanis, avada, they're chayiv and tefillas and musafin. That's their carbon. Mashenke neish haraya, right? Not because they're part, they have to give shkolim. They're part of shkolim, but they're chayiv and kabbanis. Eish is intrinsically part because it's man grama. Elowat, I would have said, well, maybe she's chayiv because she has to be involved with the. It's not true. They're not involved. They don't have to give shkolim. Levim don't have to give shkolim. That's a technicality that they don't have to give shkolim. But avada they mechuyev to make sure there's kabbanis. So by them avada they chayim musafin. There's no makom to ask such a kasha. I think that's the. That's, I saw the stipla. I believe the stipla menachas. You can. I'll try to look it up if you need it. From that he says this terz.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.